looking at the trooper staffing and kind of the recent budget reports, you can see that these specific villages that were to get troopers kind of for the first time, or at least the first time in recent memory, did not receive them. And meantime, there were some really kind of dramatic things happening in some of those communities that kind of illustrated a lot of the problems that led to the emergency declaration in the first place. And so it's to me, it seemed like a pretty straightforward bit of reporting, which is, okay, what was promised? What, if anything, was delivered? And also, what happened to the federal money that was allocated, a couple of years ago?
So about the promises and the statements that the governor made to be adding troopers, to be, adding law enforcement to some of these places, how did the state or the governor respond to your questions for this story?
In this case, and I would say, as has been my experience with every interview request I've made to the governor, he wouldn't talk to me. But they did, but I did talk to the newish public safety commissioner who, talked about how recruitment has been very difficult for the Department of Public Safety and filling these trooper posts. I don't know that's any different than it was in 2019. I mean, there was a DPS had a kind of a study or report that came out the year before these promises that were made that said, really clearly, like, look, recruitment is a real challenge here. And so it really shouldn't have been any surprise that it'd be hard to recruit people, because it had been hard to recruit people. And, in terms of the specific villages, there were positions funded in St. Michael and Ambler, which means that, in the budget, there was money for troopers, two troopers each in each of those communities for 2 years straight. And so you could say that you funded troopers in that community, but there's no actual trooper put there, right? So that money just kind of lapses back to DPS to spend, how they wish on other personnel stuff. The commissioner said that likely housing, as it has been in many, many cases, was likely one of the obstacles there. He talked to quite a bit about that, about how they're trying to just find ways to, lease old government offices or repurpose, facilities in order to kind of have permanent housing for public safety and small communities.
And as you've reported in the past, part of this conversation is about where the troopers are actually stationed and this kind of debate about whether or not they should have to focus resources on areas that have city governments and people living just outside the city boundaries, like in a couple places in the Mat-Su and Fairbanks and Kenai. And he talked about that too as well, right?
Yeah, he. I mean, the public safety commissioner was pretty clear on his feeling that places like the kind of the larger Mat-Su boroughs, so not within city limits, but because most people live outside the city limits, they're not served by these like Wasilla and Palmer police departments. They're served by troopers. So troopers are kind of their police force, in the way that like a county sheriff's office would exist in other places. Instead, the state pays for that policing. And so we heard this in 2019, and we heard it again from DPS, where there are those within department, like longtime Department of Public Safety types, who feel like there should be some payments made from these communities or for these governments to take care of that policing. And I didn't put it in the story, but the commissioner mentioned like the kind of a Mountie model, like in Canada, where like, if you're, say you're the Kenai Borough or say you're the Mat-Su Borough and you want troopers as your police force, you could maybe just pay for that straight up. You could just contract with troopers to kind of pay for those troopers to be there. And what the commissioner said was that, if something like that were to happen, it would kind of free up resources potentially to increase them in rural Alaska, which really was the original intent of the troopers, like back even kind of back in the territory days. It was the that was meant to be kind of a rural policing agency.
So then, Kyle, tell me about the federal money that was supposed to help with rural justice. You found that not a lot of that as a proportion really has been spent in actual villages, right?
Well, in some cases, I mean, when you talk to folks, it's hard to find someone who says, yeah, we saw where that money went and it here's what it went for in our community, right? I mean, certainly a lot of those grants have been allocated, or at least they've been, recipients have been identified. We kind of know where they're gonna go, but not in some cases. I mean, with the money that went to the Denali Commission, there have not been that many applications for that funding. And I think that's kind of a whole nother can of worms that really bears additional reporting or even another story, is this idea that you know, it's one thing for the money to be promised and for it to go into grant programs, but then how does it get to the communities that need it the most, right? And if there's obstacles there, it could potentially, it's because you might have, you know, you might have small communities that don't have someone writing grants, you know, or who are kind of plugged into that opportunity, right? And so there seem to be some obstacles in terms of the communities that need the funding most actually getting the funding.